This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
It is live, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I'm having my ailments and everything, but I am going to try to motor through that, and I'm going to do it with my pal and mate because it's Friday, and last week he couldn't. I had to back away from him last Friday, and I couldn't do it 2 weekends. Well, I don't know. I probably already have done it 2 weekends in a row. But anyway, I'm trying to make amends. So here we are. It's the weekend recap from The Truth About Guns with Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Good to be with you, Bill.
Likewise, it's good to be with you.
I hope you're feeling well.
I've got two things going on. New grandson came into the family last weekend, which
well, congratulations.
I didn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Still,
but I get to hold him and be his granddad. So yeah, that's one thing that's taken up a lot of time, and at the same time, I've been trying to do some things while inhaling mold again. So that's not good. That's never good. And when you're asthmatic and you're inhaling mold, well, then it gets worse from there. So you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would try to avoid that.
I'm trying to, but I mean, gosh. Anyway, because of this week, the way this week has worked, I haven't even had a chance to look at The Truth About Guns. So everything you tell me is going to be brand spanking new.
I'm sure you've heard about some of these things. Starting with what happened in Jacksonville earlier in the week.
Yes.
Yeah. As I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, there was a video game tournament. It's called the Jacksonville Landing. People playing Madden NFL video games for prizes and fun and things like that. And one of the players lost sooner than he expected. He went out to his car. He retrieved a couple of handguns, walked back in, and started shooting up the place.
Right.
This was a 24-year-old man from Maryland, bought his guns there, which means he underwent fingerprints, background checks, and a training course. Because in Maryland, you have to have something called a handgun certification license. You can't just walk in and buy one.
Gotcha.
They have very strict gun control in Maryland.
Right.
No
desperados can buy a gun in Maryland.
No desperados there.
Yep.
But tell me if this sounds familiar to you. It turns out that this young man had been hospitalized twice in his teens for mental issues. Police had been called to his home, I saw reports, 26 times for various disturbances.
Right.
He was treated for schizophrenia. He was on antipsychotics. He was known as being antisocial. He would play video games 10, 12 hours a day in his basement or right. Wherever. Does that sound familiar at all?
Well, it sounds like a combination of Adam Lanza and Nicholas Cruz.
That is exactly my thought as well.
That's yeah.
A perfect blend of those two.
Yeah.
One who's, have some severe personality problems, and one who was a known issue to law enforcement. Apparently none of those issues made it through to the background check system. In most places, if you're hospitalized, I don't think for the juvenile, I don't think that carries forward into the background check system. Obviously, when he filled out his 4473, he didn't mention that, I assume. And didn't turn up, so he was allowed to buy two handguns.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question real quick in here. Do you think with somebody like this kid, like with Maryland law, if you put in involuntarily, you become a prohibited person. And if you go in voluntarily and you stay longer than 30 days, you become a prohibited person. since he was a juvenile, do you think there should have been something in place after that fact, especially since he was out there buying guns? Should there have been any sort of flag on him at all?
I have trouble with this because as has been demonstrated by a number of people who have studied the fact, in general, people who have mental problems are no more dangerous than the general population.
Right.
However, this person had been, I believe, involuntarily hospitalized twice. That alone should have disqualified him. But again, that was as a juvenile, not as an adult. And he was apparently still on medication, and he's still being treated. So that's a difficult one. It really is. Because people who have mental illnesses should be allowed to be treated and get better and have their rights to keep and bear arms restored.
Right.
This person, though, from all indications, was not somebody who had made that kind of progress. Problem is, how do you make that determination? Who makes that determination? These are thorny questions.
Yeah, and the one thing that we're ignoring here is that because they served alcohol there, like they did at the Pulse nightclub, no guns were allowed there.
Well, the entire Jacksonville Landing area was a designated no gun free zone. It was in their right. It's on their online policy, and that's interesting because a local law firm has announced a pending suit that they will be filing against the owners of the Jacksonville Landing. As many gun owners and gun rights advocates have pointed out for years, private property owners, it's up to them. They're within their rights to prohibit firearms on their property. Their property, their rules. However, many people think that if you do that, if you disarm lawful carry and prevent people from having the ability to protect themselves, you should then assume responsibility when something bad happens. Provide necessary security.
Yep.
And these people did not. And that is going to be the basis of the lawsuit. So that would be very interesting to watch because that could set a very interesting precedent for other private property owners all over the country, certainly within that district.
Haven't they been discussing something like that in Wisconsin?
I believe they have. Yeah. I'm sure there are probably some other states where that might be the case, and I'm sure that private property owners are going to fight against that. They're not going to want to assume that kind of liability. But then if they don't assume that kind of want to assume that liability, then maybe they should allow lawful people who are licensed to carry a firearm to do so and have the ability to protect themselves when things go badly.
We're coming up on the first break in about 90 seconds. Here in South Carolina, the signs have the force of law behind them, right? And but the signs have to be on every door where anybody might come in. So I would have to say probably 95% of the time, when you see one on the front door, there's not one on the back door. And then there's no rule of law for that. Plus, the sign has to be of a certain format. It has to have letters so tall. It has to, the slash across the gun has to be going in a certain direction. So while it has the force of law.
Yeah.
So I would be interested to find out if that is the case in Florida, but I only know about the back doors because I used to be a delivery guy. So I've seen many back doors in all of these places, and I know they don't have any gun-free zone signs in them. Plus, they got to have them on every door. So most, like the only mall here in town, wants to be but can't be because not every door has it. Like I said, we're coming up on the first break. Dan Zimmerman is the editor-in-chief at a website called thetruthaboutguns.com. A very prolific website, 10 to 15 pieces of pro-gun advocacy, or FYIs if you want to, for somebody out there acting the fool, every day, all day, with a stable of writers numbering them, and who knows how many. I don't know. Male, female, they got them all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Throat is still busy, but I am here tonight, and I'm talking to from the truthaboutguns.com, because it's the weekly recap. Dan Zimmerman, the editor in chief. Okay, so we just talked about the gun-free zone and another set of guns that shouldn't have been sold. Let me ask you a question. When you look at this, doesn't it seem like there's more and more coming to light of these instances where the gun control check failed? And they were legally able to buy a gun?
There have been a number of them. You know, there's certainly Sutherland Spring. There was the Charleston church shooter. There have been, and there are a few
Parkland.
Others that are just missing. Parkland, exactly. There have been a number of them. Either because people failed to report to the background check system, so the data wasn't in the system, or in the case of the Charleston shooting, the FBI just screwed up. Comey admitted himself. They screwed up when the background check request came through and passed somebody who should not have been passed. The information about his arrest record was in there. So anything that is operated by humans, you're going to have errors. Anything that is operated by government-employed humans, you're going to have a whole lot more errors. So, yes, I mean, the people, especially our friends in the gun control community, put a lot of credence in the background checks. They want universal background checks on all gun sales. But those checks just don't work all the time. Right, they almost never work. And even when they do, even when you have criminals who stupidly attempt to buy guns and are stopped by that, those people are almost never prosecuted.
No, they never. I think, well, they prosecute like 13 a year or something like that?
Yeah. As a handful.
Now, we know with the Parkland shooter that he fell into this Obama program where they wanted to stop the pipeline from prison to or from school to the penitentiary, right? It would be interesting to find out if this guy in Maryland, if that school district that he went to, because he's 24 now, but I mean 6 years ago when Obama was president, I don't know when this was instituted or whatever else, but it'd be interesting to find out what his school was like, besides the fact he was being put in institutions.
Yes, that information hasn't come out yet as to what sort of trouble he did or did not get into while in school.
Right.
But you're right, as a Parkland shooter was involved in all kinds of problems. He brought a knife to school, but that school was making a concerted effort to prosecute and report to the sheriff fewer students, so they had a lower arrest record. They wanted fewer people charged and imprisoned.
Right.
So the offenses he committed weren't reported.
They raised the bar on what is and is not a felony.
Exactly. So that information then, of course, since he wasn't prosecuted, nothing got into the NICS system, and he was able to legally purchase a firearm.
Yep. Anyway, I just find that interesting because it seems like as we look at it more and more, the infrastructure of the background check keeps revealing its own little chinks in the armor, which makes me question, shouldn't you guys be worried about fixing that one first before we have universal background checks so you can mess it up on a bigger scale?
That's certainly the argument of pro-gun people. If you're going to have this system, let's make sure it works first before you subject everyone to that system and then multiply the errors and false positives and all the other attendant screw-ups that happen.
Yep. So we have about 4 minutes exactly. Is there some little topic we can talk about right quick as far as the recap?
Oh, sure. There always is. Let's talk about Dick's Sporting Goods.
Okay.
They're not doing well. Dick's, of course, after Parkland, famously raised the age to which they'd sell firearms. They stopped selling ARs in their Field & Stream stores and made a big show of it. And their CEO, Edward Stack, publicly let it be known that he's funding gun control lobbyists in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And his cheerleaders in the media said, oh, this is great. They're still going to do well. Everything's going to be wonderful. Well, their stock just dropped 10% because they had unexpectedly lower same-store sales.
Huh.
And they attributed that to the gun problem and to reduced sales of Under Armour gear, which a lot of which is going to be hunting gear. So it seems that people of the gun are going elsewhere. And that's a dark shame.
I think so, too. Then again, karma, you know what they say about that. We can't say it on the air, but you know what they say about karma.
Yeah, it is one.
I mean, a patient person, I don't remember the Chinese proverb exactly as it is, but it goes something along the lines of a patient man can stand on the shore and in time he will see the bodies of his enemies float by. Wow, look, there's Dick's Sporting Goods right there. They're floating by right now.
Yeah, that's called Schadenfreude.
Yeah. Or that. We could call it that, too. We could call it that, too. But, you know, now they quit selling them originally. I mean, Dick's hasn't sold ARs since Sandy Hook.
Right. Dick's stopped Sandy Hook. They continue to sell in their Field and Stream stores.
Right.
They dropped the Field and Stream sales after Parkland. So they 100%. And then, of course, brands like Springfield and Mossberg said, fine, we're not going to let you sell our guns at all.
Well, I mean, but it seems like after Sandy Hook, they did not get near the pushback as they got this time.
No, because they made less of a show of it. They just basically issued a press release, and that was the end of it. This
right.
time, they made a much bigger show of it. And then STAC started paying for gun control lobbyists in Washington, D.C., so he doubled down on it.
What a genius he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And is he still CEO?
He still is.
See,
he's a majority owner. Basically, family business.
Oh, okay. So they can't get rid of him because I always thought CEOs had a fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders.
And they do. It is a public company, but I believe he owns the majority of the shares.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him. Then he can't fire himself, and he can just sit there and virtue signal all day long and feel good about himself and continue to lose market share, which is almost impossible because there's Dick's Sporting Goods, and then there's around where I live, there's Dick's Sporting Goods, and then there's Academy Sports. And those are the only two big box sporting goods stores that I know of around here where I live. And I don't know what's in Texas or anything else, but...
Well, we have Cabela's and we have Bass Pro as well.
Cabela's. Well, yeah, I forgot about Cabela's.
That was one big company. So, yeah, the people have other choices. And,
we do
of course, they have their local gun stores, too.
Yeah, nobody's going to Dick's. But why would you anyway? Who cares? Anyway, coming up on the next break, Truth About Guns, this is where you can, this is a one-stop shop. You can keep up with what's going on that is major news, real news, might I add. I got a real problem with stuff that isn't a real problem becoming a topic. So they cover the real issues. And they do it all day, every day, 10, 15 times a day. And Dan is the editor-in-chief. And we'll be right back. And this is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
A celebration of life is going on at the Greater Grace Temple for Aretha Franklin in Detroit, Michigan. One of Franklin's grandchildren spoke at the funeral.
As a kid, I couldn't understand what it was like to be Aretha Franklin's granddaughter. I didn't know what that meant, but now I know what it feels like. It feels amazing to see a woman so fierce, so courageous, gifted, so respected, and to be able to call that my grandmother. To know that I have that running through my blood.
The late Senator John McCain is lying in state today, and the public has their final opportunity to pay their respects to Senator McCain. Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge.
It's R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha sings it. John lived it. And the lines put an exclamation point on it. It's about respect and civility. That's why they're there.
Ridge is also a pallbearer at the memorial service tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I can't. I've taken as many drugs as I can take. I'm not taking no more. So anyway,
we don't want you falling asleep in the middle of the broadcast.
That's not the problem. That is not the problem. The problem is that the congestion and everything that comes with the when I have an asthma attack, Dan, I don't mess around. I mean, I build up. The congestion comes up, and then it fills my head, and it's fun. It's just fun. And then for the rest of the day, yeah, it is. It's just a breath of fresh air. Actually, I'm struggling for a breath of fresh air, but that's beside the point. That's all beside the point. Anyway, joining me from The Truth About Guns, because it's the weekly recap of The Truth About Guns, is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. We got a fairly long segment here, sir. What would you like to bring up?
Well, it wouldn't be a week without some 3D gun news, and there was plenty of it this week.
Okay.
As people may know, Defense Distributed and Cody Wilson had settled a suit with the federal government to allow him to distribute the electronic files with
right.
which to print 3D guns as
sure.
of August 1st. And a Washington state judge issued a temporary restraining order blocking that. This week, on Monday, that judge extended that order. And he did, the suit is centering not so much around Second Amendment rights as First Amendment rights. They're arguing that, the file is basically written material. And that is covered by Defense Distributed's First Amendment right. The judge, in fact, in his decision, wrote, the defendants have a First Amendment right to disseminate the CAD files. That right is currently abridged but not abrogated. I'm no lawyer, but that certainly seems like a distinction without a difference. Basically, he's admitting that that his order is infringing on Wilson's First Amendment rights.
Sure.
But he's going ahead and extending it anyway for now. Wilson, not one to take anything like this lying down, didn't. And on Tuesday, he held a press conference here at a hotel
in Austin. I did see that. That's interesting.
Did you tune in and watch?
I didn't watch it, but I heard I read the gist of it. Go ahead and tell it, though.
Well, he said, as the judge's order said, judge's order prevented the free dissemination of these files. Well, you can, that depends on, you can take a Clintonian view of what he meant by free.
Yeah.
Whether that means widely or that means without cost. And Wilson chose to look at the dollar value of that. So instead of freely distributing his files, just uploading them into the internet for anyone to access, he's selling them.
Yeah.
He opened a site to sell these. The price is totally up to the buyer. They can pay a cent. They can pay $100. They can do whatever they want. But he's selling them. And the other aspect, the original reason that the government objected to his disseminating these files was because they claimed that it violated ITAR, the prohibition against exporting certain firearms or weapons-related information outside the country. So right. To make sure that there is no objection there, he isn't doing that. Anybody who buys these files can choose to get them either electronically on a thumb drive or in paper form. This whole thing, this judge and his orders is really a big exercise in legal self-gratification, because these files have been widely available for years. There is now a website called CODISFreeSpeech.com
right.
that our friends at the Firearms Policy Coalition and a couple of other organizations have put up, where those files have been freely available since, I think, June 30th. So anybody who wants these files can go out and get them and download them.
Right.
The judge's order only applies to Wilson and Defense Distributed, but
that's
he's
right.
doing everything he can to get around that. In fact, he put up a tweet today because he had earlier, he's being sued by, I think, 10 states' attorneys general and in various locations, and he was looking for contributions to help defray those costs. That's not inexpensive to fight these lawsuits. Well, in this week, since he started selling these files, he put up a tweet today that said he's raised $300,000. So that should go a long way toward battling all this.
Probably with the Bitcoin people?
Yeah, I think there's a variety of ways that you can pay. I think you can pay in real U.S. dollars. I know that when he appealed for donations, he was taking Bitcoin as well. How do you translate that into cash? I'm no expert. I don't know how all that works. I'm not smart enough to figure it out. But he did say today he'd raise $300,000, so that should pay for a lot of lawyer time.
Yeah, well, you would think so. You would think so. Although, you know, this is the thing. I really don't understand them doing anything to him or about him or at him simply because they've already lost. That stuff's been out there forever. I mean, as long as there's a Lowe's or a Home Depot or any kind of, you know, if I can go find some pipe and some nails and, you know, a couple of rubber bands, I can make a gun.
Well, and that's always been the case. This effort has a huge reality problem. And in fact, when the media interviews Wilson, which they do frequently, in my opinion, he doesn't emphasize this often enough. He doesn't say often enough that, one, it's always been legal to make your own guns in the United States since before we were a country.
Right.
Also, go out to YouTube. You can find 1,000 videos showing how you can go to Home Depot, spend $20, and make your own gun.
Yeah.
And a gun that is much more robust and will last much longer than his Liberator plastic pistol. Something that actually works and will continue to work, and you can shoot more than once without it breaking.
Blowing your hand up.
Exactly. Now, of course, as the technology advances over time and 3D printing improves, that's going to get better, and you're going to be able to make something that will actually work better and last better and all that. But we're not there yet. But again, the point is, you can make your own gun now. You always could.
Right.
You still can. He's not doing anything or enabling anybody to do anything they can't already do. And that, to me, that's the point that really has to be driven home every time somebody asks or objects to this.
Well, I mean, they've never been able to stop his ghost gunner machine, which does a legal function. They've never been able, I mean, the first time he put this out, it got out there. That's, the Liberator's been out there on file shares for years.
Yes.
This is not, exactly. This is not anything new. By getting out there, this is the thing about gun control. They get out there and say, well, this is going to be the death of the English speaking world, or this is going to be the death of this, or the blood and street, all this other stuff. And yet they get this idea where if we just stop this one, which I know it's, we got to stop one so they get used to us stopping people, and then we can go after everybody else. I get that part of it. But this is like trying to herd cats and looking at one cat because of its color and saying, that's the one. And the rest of the cats are just scattered around, just meowing, doing all their cat stuff, and they, in the meantime, they're being ignored.
Exactly. And they love to play the Glock 7 card, saying, oh, my God, he's creating undetectable pistols. First of all, there's a law against that. You can't do that. That's illegal now. Second of all, these 3D pistols are not undetectable. The TSA has said, look, they're not undetectable. We have found them. These things show up on x-rays. So there's nothing about either his pistol or any other pistol that it can be made via 3D that is illegal in any way, that's unusually dangerous, that changes the gun control game in any way, shape, or form.
You hang on. We'll be right back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. You mentioned the Glock 7, which only existed in Die Hard 2.
Correct.
Do you know why the Glock 17, 18, and 19 were called those?
It wasn't the Glock 17 because that's how many rounds it held? I could be wrong.
No, it was called that because those were the patent numbers on the designs.
Ah, okay, that makes sense.
When the 17 came out, that was his 17th patent because, you know, he was a curtain rod guy before that.
Right, exactly.
So there was never a Glock 7, never been a Glock 7. So
No, it's the mythical gun, and people still love to
ceramic.
Talk about that.
Has there ever been a ceramic
totally
gun?
Undetectable.
Has there ever been a ceramic gun? That seems like that'd be sort of fragile when you pull the trigger on that.
I don't know. That's a good question. There was one in a movie. Right out of my head, with Clint Eastwood and John Malkovich, where he's trying to assassinate the president. And he made
Wasn't
a little ceramic.
Wasn't that made out of wood?
There was wood, and he poured ceramic for the barrels and all that. Again, it probably would explode if you try to fire it. They saw the movies. Has anybody ever tried to make one? I'm sure they have. Whether it's worked or not, or whether they're not missing fingers, I don't know.
It was probably 3D printed, and it was probably called a Glock 7.
It probably was. Yes, and we're all going to die. Yeah.
Yep.
End of Western civilization.
So, all right. How would you like to finish up the weekly recap?
Well, let's look at the Department of Education. They do a biannual survey of all 96,000 schools in the country, and they ask them hundreds of questions about various aspects of their operations and things like that, ostensibly to make policy, even though all those schools are really governed by local school boards and all that. They don't need to be interfered with by bureaucrats in D.C., but anyway, they do this. And one of the questions is regards the number of shooting incidents in those schools. And for the most recent period that they did a survey, which was the 2015-2016 school year,
right?
They came up with a total of 240 school shootings in the United States. So the people at NPR News, to whom we have to give some credit, thought that sounded like a lot of school shootings.
Yeah.
So they actually undertook an effort to verify that. And then for 3 months, they called all of these schools in the country to see if they could replicate that. And they could verify 11 school shootings during that year. They, for instance, the Ventura, California school district, according to the survey, had 26 school shootings. They talked to an assistant superintendent who said in his 20-some years of working there, they've never had one school shooting. They listed 37 school shootings for the city of Cleveland schools. When they dug into the numbers and talked to somebody in Cleveland, they found that the answer on the survey right above that was how many incidents were there of somebody bringing a knife or gun to school. There were 37 of them. So somebody entered the number on the wrong line in the survey. So what you have here is a huge example of garbage in, garbage out, and bureaucratic incompetence. But you can be damn sure that somebody in the media is going to start quoting, we have 240 school shootings
like a year. Like it's gospel.
Of course. I mean, even Everytown, who are demonstrated fabulous and over-exaggerate every possible statistic involving guns, even they claim that there were only 29 for that year, which is still over twice the number that NPR found. But
right.
240, that's orders of magnitude more than the actual number. And it's sad and it's typical. And the next time you hear somebody say that there's over 200 shootings a year in U.S. schools, you'll know who to thank for that.
Well, I around here at Parkland, when Parkland happened, that was the middle of the month in February, and when Parkland happened here on local TV, they were touting the number of there had already been 18 shootings like this in the United States.
Yeah.
And these news talking heads, I don't know why one doesn't turn to the other and go, I don't remember covering the other 18 though. Do you?
Don't you think those would have made?
Yeah, don't you think we would have talked about that? I mean, it's only been 45 days. I should remember one or two.
Right.
And
exactly.
When they do that, right? When they start just repeating these facts, like they're spewing these facts, or spatting, as I was just trying to say. When they start spewing these facts as if they are actual fact, and it's not just a talking point, like they don't understand about it. To me, that just tells me that they're idiots. I mean, I do stuff where I could subscribe to a topic tracker. You probably do too in journalism. Where you go out there and you're like, what can I write about today? Or what can I talk about today? Well, I could go talk about this, but no, I don't want to do it that way. I don't want to go that way because that means I just sound like everybody else. These guys, they're not even doing that. They're just picking it up on the AP. Somebody's handing it to them. They're reading it, very solemn. They didn't even see it before it was handed to them. They're like, of course, here in the United States, we've had 18 of such shootings already this year.
Exactly. It's rip and read.
Yeah,
and they just regurgitate it with being totally unencumbered by the thought process. Nobody is trying to think, does this really make sense? Could we really have had 18 so far this year in the middle of February? Wouldn't that have been on the front page of every paper in the country
every
day?
The only place that has that many shootings in that much time would be Chicago, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. And they have more than that.
Even those aren't school shootings. Yeah.
No.
Even those aren't school shootings.
Yeah.
Those are just happening on the street between gang members.
Well, I mean, school shootings are about on the same level of frequency as a shark attack, aren't they?
Roughly.
One in 2.5 million?
Yeah. Yeah. 96,000 schools, and in one year they had 11. One is too many, but it's certainly not the pervasive problem that the people in the media and the civilian disarmament industrial complex like to portray it as.
I lay the fact that we still have school. We shouldn't have had another school shooting since Columbine. And the fact that we continue to have some here and there tells me they're not doing anything any different. So when they get out there and them getting out there and blaming me, you, the NRA, any of this other stuff, that's absolutely false. Their own lack of competence or incompetence or fear or whatever it is, that's what has caused them to do nothing. And the blood of the children in Parkland School District, yeah, you killed those kids. A whole bunch of people had a hand in that. But, I mean, Sandy Hook, same way. You've got all these massive big targets with nobody there to protect anybody, and everybody recognizes these are soft targets, but nobody's willing to do anything about it. And until they figure that out and say, okay, they got to get past this thing where it's a shame to put guns in the school. Well, yeah, but it's also a shame to be going into a school with guns drawn and finding a bunch of dead kids. That's real bad. So
that's
pick out
worst,
which is your worst bad.
Exactly. Is that really worse? I mean, some of these schools this year doing putting buckets of rocks in,
yeah,
in some of those schools. And do they really think that that's going to stop somebody with a rifle if they actually get inside? I don't think so. Parkland had an armed resources officer on duty. A lot of good he did when he sat outside listening to the sounds of gunfire and screams.
He was setting up the perimeter, Dan.
Exactly.
Setting up the perimeter.
In contravention of all tactics ever since Columbine.
Yep. So I just sit back, and when I see all these guys getting, well, of course, there's so many guns available and all. You know, there were AR-15s when I was a kid. Nobody ever took them to a school.
No, I mean, the question as to why these are happening is that's a different issue. But the point is, you may not like it. We all hate that it's happening. But there are things we can do that if it does happen, we can minimize the loss of life and the injuries. And a lot of places refuse to do that.
They do. We have run out of time. Well timed there, Dan. Good stuff. You becoming the media guy, I want you to be. Pretty soon you'll be running the show and I'll be taking some time. In the meantime, in between then and now, you can find his work at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure. Have a good holiday weekend.
You too. Hour number two is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.